This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY Mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. It's Monday. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just...
Did I lose my voice at the auction?
Oh my God,
that was really not great.
Rough. 585-252-9800. Are the vibes up? We would love to hear why. Some of our friends are checking in this morning.
Yes, they
are. Let's
get
right into it.
Hi, friends. How are we doing? Jessica's here. She said, guys, I was at the auction. So much fun. First, but definitely not the last time I will be attending. Oh, yay. We love that
first
for
time
you.
First time attendee.
Good morning and happy Monday from Nico and Steven. Vibes are up since we got a new bed. It's amazing.
Oh, did you get that purple mattress?
Ooh, I mean, they're dripping in money, so probably.
Yeah, probably.
Love you guys. Have a great day. We love you so much.
Hope you guys have a solid day.
There's nothing like getting a new bed.
Payday for them is in 48 hours.
No, literally. They get paid every, 2 days. It's crazy.
They're just dripping in money. It's disgusting.
It's crazy.
We love you, Kings.
No, pop off, Kings, in your new bed. There's nothing. I think I said this to Joe or somebody at the auction. I was like, no, it was Tommy. I said, I love being horizontal. There's nothing I love more than being in my bed horizontal.
Riding.
So that's what I did after the auction, as Moose was out till 2:30.
Yeah. We had bottles.
There's two different types of people in this world.
We had bottle service. We were getting after in VIP. I was like, you know what? If we're going to do this, we're going to do it big before I go home. That's what happened.
Good. It's so good.
Boy, did we get after it.
Who else is here? Lindsay's here. She said, good morning. Had a great weekend. Although the weather was all over the place, I did have a good time. Saturday, it was sunny in the morning, blizzarding in the afternoon, then raining. I'm like, what's happening here?
And then as soon as I got picked up to go to the auction, the sun was shining bright in the city. I'm like, this is odd, but I'll take it.
So confusing.
The sun has come out.
Yes. Yeah, so that's all I got. What about you? Vibes?
Vibes are up this morning. It's the start of a new week, and I'm looking forward to it. I feel like it's just a normal, regular work week, which is odd. Doesn't it feel that way to you?
Yeah, I know what you mean by that.
Like, there's not...
We have a full... Because last week and the week before, it wasn't a full week because you were in Florida. So this is like the first
week
we've had in a while.
Yeah, but there's no more bachelor auction stuff or a ton of meetings to attend and all that. It's just a normal, quiet work week. So, yeah. But other than that, vibes are up. You?
Vibes are good for me. I'll get to Amy one last one before we head into mine. Good morning, Breezy and Moose. It's Amy from Sodas checking in. My vibes are great. Took Romeo to see the Wienermobile yesterday.
Sick.
And I'm off to Aquafit today at the Y.
Go get it, Amy.
Aquafit. I saw the Wienermobile on Saturday. Down in Henrietta.
This is as big as you thought it was going to be.
It was massive. Yeah. Massive wiener.
Huge. On wheels. You could take it with you wherever you want.
I'm kind of annoyed with Captain Glizzy, though. He didn't let me inside.
Oh, really?
He was like, you can just poke your head in. I was like, I didn't come all the way down to Henrietta to poke my head in this wiener.
Yeah, I know. I want to go for a ride.
No, fully.
Did the wiener have any condiments on it?
No. And you know what? They did give out wiener whistles, though, which was crazy. It was a hot dog.
Oh, yeah. I used to have one as a kid.
So.
No condiments at all. Just raw in the dog.
Mm-hmm. Just the raw dog. But it's fine, I guess. I'm glad they came to Rochester. It gave people something to do.
What? Go to the Topps parking lot?
I mean, follow that wiener around.
Yeah, you know? Okay, great.
I thought they were going to at least give out hot dogs. That's why I was there.
I know.
No hot dogs. Not even a slice of bologna.
Nope, you went for a 12-foot wiener and you left with nothing.
Yeah.
Joe, vibes up, buddy?
Vibes are up.
Did you...
Because he's in love. That's why.
Did you stay at the girlie's house on Saturday?
No, I ended up going home.
Really? What?
That's a really long drive. I feel.
It was late, yeah.
Why, does she live with her parents?
No, she lives with her sister.
Do you live with your parents?
No.
No, he's in college.
Oh, baby, now let's make love tonight.
Who knows nothing about our intern, Joe? I'm like, what's happening?
Dude, okay.
He's like, I grew up like 3 hours away. He's like, do you live with your parents? Yeah, he commuted to the bachelor auction from 3 hours away, Moose. I'm dead.
Yeah, that's my daily commute here to the office. I'm just like.
No wonder you keep getting in accidents.
All right, let's hop on the road. It's midnight.
Okay, all right.
Danger's like, the slim pickings this year for interns.
What are you going to do?
So we were busting one in from Albany. Great. I love that for us. Anyways, enough horsing around.
Okay. Big story of the day is coming up next. It's really a shame that we can't have anything nice in the city, you guys, because early Saturday morning, police had to go to this specific location. Why? Because they stole something from this location and something very important. I'll tell you what it is coming up next on PXY Mornings.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98
PXY. PXY Mornings, welcome back to the show. It's Moose and Breezy. As you get older, sometimes you tend to lose your attention span. We'll say that much.
Well, I'm like, it begs the question, is like, is it me getting older or us getting older, I should say? Or is it just society and what we're being trained of? Like,
well, we all have a short attention span in general now because we all want content when we want it.
5 seconds or
it doesn't matter
out.
What it is, you want it and you want it now,
right?
And sometimes it makes having patience a little harder,
right? And I have found myself doing something recently that I never in a million years would even think to do or thought that I would do of myself. So I am like, just like you, just like everybody, I want what I want and I want it now. And that's what the algorithm has taught us. That's what TikTok has taught us. And I have found myself when I'm listening to music, if I find a song that I really like, I'll obviously note it in my head. But I find like only a short section of said song. And I will just fast forward to that one part and just listen to that one part of the song over and over and over again. So I found this song called Party For You by Charlie XCX. I really like it.
But you won't listen from start to finish.
The first part of the song is so slow. The last 2 minutes of the song, also just like a random beat. But the center is great. And I'm like, I'll just fast forward to the center of the song. Like, I think that's like the most diabolical thing ever.
Well, listen, we were talking about this TV show Severance on Apple TV. It's a slow start.
A slow burn.
But it's considered the most watched television show in history. And so season 2 just ended. My buddy heard all the hype about Severance on TV. He goes, the first episode was so slow, so I just fast-forwarded it to episode 6. I go, you're not going to know anything that's going on. Why would you do that? That makes no sense.
Right.
He's like, well, it was a boring start. It was too slow. So now I'm just in the middle. I'm like, you're wasting your time.
And I feel like we're all doomed because we all have the option, especially on TikTok. If you hold the side of the video, it can go to 2x speed. So you can watch a minute video in 30 seconds because they're just going so fast.
Yeah.
I am nervous because I feel like it's only, our attention span is only getting shorter and shorter and shorter. And I'm curious to hear from our intern, Joe, since you are in college. Do college kids have trouble like learning or paying attention in class because of this?
Personally, I don't, but like lots of my classmates complain about that all the time.
What do they complain about?
The fact that they just like can't pay attention for that long.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually learned in the communication courses that I'm in that the average human now has a shorter attention span than goldfish.
Than ever before. That's why we all take Adderall.
Literally.
That's why everybody's, you know, snorting Adderall. Well, I don't know. How are you taking it? Maybe you just do it
really
with
aggressive
water in the morning.
Yeah. It's just a prescription to pick up at Walgreens. He's like, everyone's smoking Adderall. I'm like, I don't even know if it's smokable.
Sorry, I was thinking about all my friends in LA.
But it's crazy, and it sets our generations below us up for failure. Because, like, obviously, we grew up very differently, and now we're older, and things are changing. But if that's your attention span from the jump, I don't know how you're supposed to learn.
Nope.
I don't know how you're supposed to go through training of something. And it really plays into me being as impatient as I'm very impatient. And, like, if something's slow, it, like, truly eats away at me. Let's go.
Look, it's social media is to blame for this, okay?
Truly.
Every single thing you have at your fingertips is instant gratification. You don't like the song, you skip to the next one. You don't like the profile picture, the picture you're looking at on Bumble, you scroll to the next one.
Right.
You don't like the TV show, you just hit next. Everything
next,
is next. And if something doesn't grab your attention in the first 5 seconds, game over.
It's doomed.
That's why this job is so hard. Oh, did you... You got to entertain them in the first 5 seconds or they're gone.
That's why I'm teasing about seeing the biggest wiener I've ever seen in my whole life. You know what I mean? Like, that's attention-grabbing content.
Got to grab people's attentions.
You got to do it.
People's attention spans today are shorter than they've ever been. And like you said, Joe, you're in college, statistically speaking, right now. Young adults.
Yeah, it's 8.25 seconds is the average attention span.
That's even
9 seconds for a goldfish.
That's wild.
I even think 8's too long.
I think so too.
To be honest, but I mean, and the question is, I mean, we obviously don't have the answers to it, but like, how do we combat this? I'm scrolling through songs, just certain parts of songs, because I can't even listen to the intro because it's so boring.
Nobody has patience anymore.
No.
This is why the divorce rate is over 60%.
Yeah, for sure. Like,
next!
You gotta pay attention to...
Honey, we've been married for 15 years. Why are you on Bumble? Because I want options! Next!
Yeah, it's really, really tough. And I think it's making it very difficult for kids in school today to focus on, like we said, reading one chapter.
Right.
You either can't digest the information or you're so bored because you're getting nothing out of what you're reading in the first 5 seconds, so your mind goes elsewhere. That's a problem.
Let me see. I think there's a feature on our phone that tells you how many times you pick up your phone a day.
Yes, there is a feature. I don't know what it's called. It's under your settings.
It's under my settings.
You know what I've done before? This is scary. I've picked up my phone, opened Instagram, closed it in 10 seconds, put it down, picked it right up again, and reopened it. I'm like, what am I doing?
It's
a drug. And they want you to do that.
How many times do you think I picked up my phone yesterday?
Yesterday?
A total count?
Total count.
I'm going to go with 865.
Okay, that's really high.
Oh.
Joe?
My guess is like 340.
Okay, it was 150. But,
but she didn't work yesterday.
Okay, but Friday, that's true. I didn't work yesterday. Friday, 400.
Okay, and for people that want to check on this, what's the setting?
So you go to your settings, you go to screen time, which if you want to just hate yourself, go for it. and then you click on all apps and website activity, and then you go to the specific day, and that's what it is. The thing that's killing me the most, Instagram. I spend 2-3 hours on Instagram, 18 minutes on TikTok.
Yeah, we're all in trouble. All right, guys. Are you still listening? Thank you guys so much.
No, literally, not at all.
It's Pink Swine Mornings. We'll be right
back. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Get back.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.